That one hot out here today? Yeah, it was a little hot, a little toasty.
The Jaguars are really in the dog days of summer.
Work.
It's just another work day for the veterans. In his eighth training camp, Cindric Marks may have more to prove than any of his previous preseasons.
Let's get to the sidelines with Rick Ballew. Rick, what'd you see?
And Tony, it looked like a left knee. He's going to lay down now. Obviously, medical care is out here for the Jaguars, but I have my eye on him. He was slow to get up, and then he was limping. It appears to be the left knee.
In the last game of the 2014 season, Marks tore his ACL.
Cindric Marks returns. He does not start at tackle, but you will see him on the defense today.
Hey, be on it! Be on it! Come on! I don't even feel it. Like, when I'm out there, other than that, they're feeling pretty good.
Just four games into his return, the defensive tackle tore his triceps tendon and ended the 2015 season.
Not being on the field, actually going to the game and not being able to participate, actually seeing the guys at practice and working together and not being able to be there and participate in those practices. But, I mean, the game is still fun. Training camp this year has been a lot better. I think if I was in year eight and fully healthy, I think I would have been ready for it to be over with, like after the second practice. I think that made me miss the game a little bit. And like, I think it kind of made training camp a little better.
What's going on, big man?
I'm doing all right.
Feeling better?
Oh, yeah.
Stay healthy, man.
Thank you.
How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Real good.
Okay. Now, when we talked the last time, you said, yes, I think I need to just get out there and play.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I need to just go through it, build my confidence through playing. Because if you didn't play for 2 weeks, you'd have sat there, you'd have beat yourself up.
Exactly, yeah. You know?
So is it helping getting out there and playing?
Oh, yeah. And there's nothing wrong physically with the surgery parts of my, you know, that I had repaired. So it was all just mental and getting over that.
Confidence.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
I never looked at it as when the end will come or when the end will be near. You know, I guess I'll either be told by somebody that my time is up or I'll be told by my body that my time is up. But until then, you know, I'm going to continue to prepare the same way. Go out and play hard, give it all I got. And when that day comes, it'll come. But I don't think I look into that or I don't think I think ahead that may be near either.
The next test for Marks and the rest of the Jaguars' confidence is preseason game number one, a road trip to the Big Apple to face the Jets. Marks has made this familiar walk many times, from team plane to team bus. For Dante Fowler Jr., this will be the first of many. Like Marks, Fowler hasn't seen the field in quite a long time. During last year's offseason, the first-round pick tore his ACL and missed all of 2015.
I signed my name on that dotted line, and, you know, I knew what I was getting myself into. And it's just one of them unfortunate things right now. You know, it's something we'll go through now, but, you know, in the future, a year now from now, we'll be all smiling again, talking about, you know, me sacking people, so we'll be fine.
And that time is now. So far in training camp, he's lived up to those expectations.
It is a season of big hopes and big expectations for the Jacksonville Jaguars, and what better place to start it than just outside of the Big Apple. We're live at MetLife Stadium.
And you guys, you're going to have to cover for me, because if Dante Fowler doesn't do something and I miss it, I apologize, because he's so much fun to watch just by himself.
Yeah! Today we have fun, huh? All that work you did all off season, but today's like today. You didn't do all that for no reason. Let's have some fun today as a team, baby. Let's go fan down three. 1, 2, 3, fan.
Thank you.
love it.
You do?
Yeah?
Yeah, that's the last one right there.
You look like, it was a scream.
That's right. You're it's third and nine. Okay. Third and 11 plus is scream. Okay. Get off and rush. Right. That's what we pay you to do.
All right.
Hey, when you come out and this guy comes to block you right there, you stay right here.
Nice. Every week is different, bro.
Different. You just got to be consistent and patient. Always come with it.
It felt good, like the anticipation, like dressing up, being out here, doing all that. Just small things. Yeah. Appreciate it.
I'm glad to see you.
Good to see you, too.
How you doing?
Good. Just happy to be back out there.
Hey, I wish you all the best.
Thank you. Thank you a lot,
coach. Good team, man.
Thank you. Yes, sir. Thank you. Yes, sir. I will.
Finally being able to get out here, warm up, and do all the cool stuff, you know, with my teammates and stuff like that. But it was really cool just to be out here and just being able to play another game of football again.
Next time on In the Trenches, the Jaguars are back at the bank, and practice will look a little different this week.
You know, when you're going against another team, we know sometimes the competition part of it rises.
All that and more on the next In the Trenches, training camp with the Jaguars defensive line.